Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Accolades Conversations, in which I talk to some of my favorite artists about who or what they would recommend me checking out. In episode 13, I'm talking to Jenny Bett, a French musician, singer-songwriter, producer, presenter, and actress, best known as half of the duo John and Jen, and frontwoman of the English rock band Savages. Her debut solo album, The Love Is to Live, was released to critical acclaim in June 2020. Bett is known for her powerful live performances and her intense voice. She also collaborated with other artists such as Trent Miller, Julian Casablancas, Tindersticks, Gorillaz, Noel Gallagher, Romley Madley Croft of DXX, Idols, and Bobby Gillespie of Primal Scream. In 2021, she released a duet album with Gillespie titled Utopian Ashes, which received favorable reviews. Jenny spoke about Sea Power, previously known as British Sea Power and initially as British Air Power, an English alternative rock band. The wide-ranging nature of the band's material has led critics to liken their sound to a variety of groups, from The Cure and Joy Division to Pixies and Arcade Fire. The band are famed for their live performances, the unusual lyrical content of their songs, and the adventurous choice of locations for some of their shows. Here's what Jenny had to say.
So the first idea I had was the band British Sea Power. I don't know if you know about them.
No.
There you go.
Yeah, perfect.
So British Sea Power is a band that was signed on Rough Trade. They did many, many records. When I first moved to London in my early 20s with Johnny Hostile, we started to play clubs and in the city. We fell in love with their band and it was sort of reciprocal. Like they invited us on tour. And they became sort of part of our music family in the city because your first audience is other musicians, you know, and they're the first with whom you create this sort of community, a sense of bond and family, because we all leave family to find family in a way when you're a musician. And then when I formed Savages, they were the first to offer a stage for Savages. So our first show was during one of their curated nights that they used to do in Brighton. And it was the first time we were playing on gear that would be recorded and wired to a big PA. And so we had never played so loud. So that's when we realized we were playing loud music. We didn't really know. They would always invite us on stage at the end of their performance because the shows would always end up in chaos. The way they would do it would be very Buster Keaton, you know, or Charlie Chaplin. Mm-hmm. Mixed with punk, and it was very naive in their physicality, but the music they would play would be so extremely tied together, but actually really punk. The kings of melodies as well, incredible choruses, like really melodic, and so there was a real mix of pop songs that could be played on the radio, but also such energy on stage. When you see them sound check, you're like, what's about this band? Mm-hmm. And when you see them perform, suddenly there's like the whole room's on fire. You know, I have no idea what's going on. Who's playing? And so to create that sort of enigma and questioning and wonder, sense of wonder and excitement, and all you want is jump, you know, and so that high energy that you get from their live shows is incredible. So I've learned a lot from them. And when we were touring, I actually performed with them a couple of times. When I started Savages, they invited me to sing with them a few of their songs. So Scotty, the singer, has this thing about his voice where he would do, I'm going to do it now. So but he would do like this, you know, like that between lines. And you know, things like that, which was very Susie and the Benches when I do it. But actually, I was imitating Scotty. You know, I was not trying to imitate Susie at all. But he would always do these things. And I took it from him. And every time I was singing in Savages, I used to think of Scotty and put these little things, rhythmic things that he would do between the lines. Because I always thought, it's not about how well I sing this line, it's about what I do in between, you know, to launch a line. And so he would do that all the time and do it really well. So that rhythm and voice are very linked together. So Scotty's been a huge influence for me in Savages.
So that's the conversation I had with Jenny Bett. I've been listening to a lot of British Sea Power ever since I did this interview, and I can highly recommend them. Next week, I'm going to be talking to Blaise Garza of Violent Femme about Steve McKay of The Stooges. Thanks for listening.